Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Dr. Bruce Fyfe about his book, Stop Vision Loss Now. And Dr. Fyfe, what are some of the eye problems that you talk about in the book that will be of interest to people? Because you talk about a fair few number of them. And, you know, what, you know, people can do about it. What are they?
Well, some of the main ones are the degenerative eye conditions, such as cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinopathy, particularly diabetic retinopathy. I also talk about some very common conditions such as dry eye syndrome, Sjogren's syndrome, optic neuritis, irritated eyes, pink eye, and things like that.
And how common are eye problems?
They are very common. I can't give you an exact statistic, but, you know, most people seem to have some type of eye issues beyond just nearsightedness and farsightedness.
And are we talking about, you know, the prevention of eye problems, or are we talking about the treatment of eye problems?
Well, you know, I'm actually talking about both of them. You know, there are no medical cures for most of these conditions, and the standard medical treatment, it generally takes the position of management. They try to slow down the progression of the disease without stopping it. And these treatments may involve drugs, surgery, laser therapy, and other therapies that can actually cause permanent eye damage themselves, and which is, you know, really bad. But they justify it saying that if you know you go through these procedures, it will slow down the degeneration of the disease.
Now, you had some eye problems yourself that you cured.
Yes, I used to have glaucoma, but I am glaucoma free right now.
And tell us that story about, you know, what happened and how you cured it.
I did it basically by accident. It was some years ago that I noticed that my eyesight was getting a little bad. I wear glasses, and I've worn glasses ever since I was in the third grade. And so I realized I needed to go in and get my eyes checked and get a stronger prescription for my glasses. So I went into the optometrist. He went through all the testing, and he went through the glaucoma test, and then he stopped. Said, let me go through that test again. So he went through the test, and he stopped, and he says, I think you have glaucoma. You need to go to a specialist and check this out. Ooh. You know, I didn't like that because I knew that glaucoma could lead to blindness. So I went to an ophthalmologist. He ran through his test, and he says, yes, you've got the beginning stages of glaucoma. Well, the treatment normally for that is a lifelong course of drugs, and I didn't want to take drugs. And at this point in time, I was starting to change my diet. I was getting off the polyunsaturated vegetable oils and incorporating healthier oils like coconut oil into my diet. I was getting rid of sugar and processed foods and adding healthy whole foods in my diet. Someone told me that rebound exercise was good for the eyes, so I started an exercise program with that. And I got a stronger pair of glasses, but I decided not to do anything about the glaucoma, thinking that perhaps my new lifestyle would stop the progression of the disease. At least I was hoping. And so I didn't do anything for about 2 years until my vision started to become a little distorted. I thought, oh, okay, I need to go in for a stronger prescription. But this actually gave me an excuse to have my eyes examined and see how the glaucoma was progressing. So I went to a different doctor this time, and I wasn't going to tell him about my previous diagnosis because I didn't want to influence him in any way. So we go through the test, including a glaucoma test, and he didn't say anything. So I said, doctor, what about the glaucoma test? He says, oh, you don't have any glaucoma. You have healthy eyes. What? You know, I don't have any glaucoma. I was just hoping to stop the progression of glaucoma. I had no idea that it would reverse it. And he also said, another interesting thing, you know, usually as people get older, their eyes get worse, you need stronger prescriptions. But since your last exam, your eyes have improved. In fact, the reason I was seeing things a little distorted was because the glasses that I had been wearing for 2 years had become too strong for me. My eyes had improved. Mm-hmm. And so he gave me a prescription for a weaker pair of glasses. I saw much better, and I didn't have the glaucoma. Now, initially, I attributed that simply to an improved diet. But as I learned more, I realized that although that diet was helpful, and the things I did in my diet was helpful, probably the main thing in that I did was to add coconut oil into my diet.
So how much coconut oil were you taking? Were you taking that 1 to 3 tablespoons a day?
I was taking about 1 to 3 tablespoons a day, yes.
And have you heard stories back, because you're a naturopathic physician, have you heard from other people that have tried this and got results?
Yes, and that was another interesting thing. I'm not relying totally on what I experienced, but other people who have incorporated coconut oil into their diet with a proper diet to go along with it have noticed improvements in these age-related, so-called age-related eye conditions. People are seeing colors brighter. They're seeing more details. Yes, their degenerative eye diseases are reversing.
And you know, you talk in your book about how major age-related eye diseases have a common link. What is that link?
Well, you know, as I was doing some research in this, I found the common link was insulin resistance. People who were insulin resistant were at very high risk for developing these age-related eye conditions. And the greater their insulin resistance, the greater their risk. And if they could reverse their insulin resistance, then their risk also came down. There appeared to be a direct correlation between insulin resistance and degenerative eye disease.
So when people are taking coconut oil, you know, and they're trying to balance that blood sugar level and become, you know, less sensitive to the insulin or more sensitive to the insulin, depending on how you look at it, the naturally occurring insulin in your body. You know, are all coconut oils equal?
Well, there are basically two types of coconut oils. There's the virgin coconut oil and then the non-virgin coconut oil. And the virgin coconut oil basically has minimal processing. I generally prefer that because I think foods with the least amount of processing are healthier. But even the processed coconut oil is healthy, and even using that will help with your vision.
And how long will it take for somebody to notice a difference, you know, by adding coconut oil into their diet for their vision?
You know, it's gonna vary depending on the degree of degeneration of the eye, how long the eye has had the condition, and how closely a person follows the coconut oil diet. But people could see differences within a week, or it may take longer.
And Dr. Fife, you know, you talked about how people can add things to their, add this coconut oil to their diet, just, you know, for frying or cooking or whatever. You've written a number of books with recipes. Where can they find these recipes? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, I recommend for people who want to prevent degenerative eye disease in the future. And you can never predict who is going to develop macular degeneration or glaucoma or cataracts. Doctors don't have a way to predict that. And so if you want to prevent it, I recommend that you get rid of the sugar, you get rid of the refined carbohydrates. I actually recommend you go to a low-carb diet with coconut oil as your primary source of fat. It doesn't have to be your only source, but as your primary source of fat. If you've already reached the stage where you've been diagnosed with one of these conditions, then I recommend that you go to a ketogenic diet with coconut oil as your primary source of fat. And a ketogenic diet I recommend because it produces the ketones that go to the brain. You know, eyes are actually extensions of the brain. And so the things that coconut oil does to Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and epilepsy, it also has a stimulating healing effect on the eyes for the same reason. I go into more detail and actually give the studies and such in the book that show this. And so you would need a ketogenic type diet to actually reverse these conditions. And so I've come up with a new book just recently released called Dr. Fife's Keto Cookery, where it has ketogenic recipes, nearly 450 recipes that people can use to combine with their eye therapy.
You know, I'd love to get into that. Well, maybe we can have you on another time to just talk about a ketogenic diet and the benefits of that. But we're right out of time, and I'm wondering if you can just sum up what we talked about today and tell people where they can get more information and your books.
Yes. Basically, we're talking about how to use coconut oil and a proper diet, preferably a low-carb or a ketogenic diet, to help benefit your eye health and prevent degenerative eye disease and keep your eyesight into old age. And way for more information would be to go to my website, which is coconutresearchcenter.org.
Dr. Fife, thanks so much for coming on the show. That was coconutresearchoil.org. This is the website again.
Yes, the coconutresearchcenter.org.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, producers across the country that are making this available for you to listen to. And I hope you have a great, healthy week.
Together, we can improve our air quality.
Right. We can follow some easy tips for cleaner burning.
You're right, Bernie. Like burning a bright fire instead of choking the damper and your neighbors.
And splitting and stacking firewood in the spring so it can dry through the summer.
Ah, summer. If you have other heating options, don't burn on poor air quality days. Go to burnitclean.ca for more helpful tips from you, Bernie.
Yeah. Be green. Burn it clean.
Brought to you by the Prince George Air Improvement Roundtable.
The Treasure Cove Casino proudly presents Treasure Cove Bingo with four sessions daily, 11 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 6:15 and 10 p.m., featuring cash draws every hour on the hour. The Treasure Cove Casino, located at the junction of Highways 16 and 97. Know your limit, play within it. Must be 19 years of age or older.
Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
A panel of Prince George Master Gardeners will be discussing produce, pruning, and pests gardening in the north on June 16th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the downtown branch of the Prince George Public Library. Bring your questions. The Prince George Stroke Recovery Branch is holding its annual open house on June 22nd from 10 to 11:30 at the Elder Citizens Recreation Center, 1692 10th Avenue. Plenty to see and do for everyone.
You've been listening to Health First on 93.1 CFIS-FM, heard Monday afternoons at 1. Your host, Dave Fuller, is a chartered herbalist and co-owner of Ava Maria Gifts and Health Foods and Mother Maria's Market. For a rebroadcast of programs, visit www.avamariahealth.com.